know if someone doesn't understand why you get airtime, everyone understands why I get airtime.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and germs.
It's, I have news. I have quick
calling.
I've been posting pictures of our fur children while I've been waiting. Because since I can't use my iPad, because the Wi-Fi won't connect to it.
I know.
I have to post pictures of our little babies. And now I have news.
You know what's funny?
Huh. What happened? Did someone agree with me?
No, but look.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like these guys are. Okay. See,
look.
The fox guy.
Oh, the one with the trippy face. Yeah.
But look. Yeah, this is the island girl said amazing gig, give people him airtime. But hold on.
Hurry up. You get news.
All right, look. All right, go ahead. We got new.
It would be funny if they, like, edited it out in Spanish. So it's like, Rob, the guy is, how are you, I don't know how to say show in Spanish. How do you say show in Spanish?
The show?
No, how do you say the word show in Spanish?
I have no idea.
Never mind. If I knew that Spanish word, I would have said it. But I don't. But I have news again. And Levi Johnston. If you don't know who he is, he impregnated Bristol Palin the first time around. He's the first father of her child.
Okay.
He still owes $61,915 in back child support that needs to be due ASAP. Turn the channel. Turn the channel. Turn the channel. I'm not going to be distracted by that commercial. No.
All right.
No, boss. But he owes that, and he claims, not claims, and he says that he's a great dad. He goes to every single school function. He's already paid $50,000 in child support, and that's $600 a month. And he sees him and his two children that he has with his current wife on all his free time. And I'm like, you look like someone that has a bunch of free time, because I don't know what you do still. Like, what do you do? What does he do? Or is he just an Alaskan?
He's probably just he's probably just an Alaskan outdoorsman, a frontier wilderness guy.
A lumberjack. He's a lumberjack. Oh, and I didn't write this, but I want to congratulate Ohio, because the state of Ohio has passed a jail law that if you abuse an animal, it's considered a felony.
Oh, well, that's good.
They're the first state to do it. Which I'm surprised, because California is all about saving the animals, but yet they can't do something like that. It's Ohio. Ohio seems to pass a lot of firsts within their state. That red state.
Man.
Don't die.
I'm not.
All right. Who's my next? This is the next story. It's about my boy, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber,
Skrillex, and Universal Music Group are being sued by independent artist Casey Daniel, a.k.a. White Tenderlin, for stealing vocal riffs in the song Sorry. Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I miss it more than your body. Yeah. Yeah, that song.
All right.
If you don't know that song, I'm never going to do American Idol, so let
the
jokes keep inside, because I know.
You should do American Idol.
No.
I think you'd be great.
This is the voice! However they sing it. But yeah, so he's being sued in Skrillex and Universal. They're being sued for stealing breath. Don't know how much, but hey, don't be stealing riffs.
All right, don't steal riffs.
All right, so Calvin Harris is canceling more shows since his car accident last weekend because he doesn't want people to see bandages over his nose. He was in his SUV.
Yeah.
And a girl, teenage girl, a girl, she was driving down a canyon road. When she crossed over, she ran into his SUV
It
fractured his nose.
No, that's not good.
So he's like, sorry, but I will not be skipping disc this weekend at Hakkasan in Las Vegas. Cheerio.
Cheerio. All right.
Now, as you know, he DJs out in Las Vegas because he has a residency out there. So when I say skipping disc, that's my child. He's skipping disc. He's going, yeah, Hakkasan, how you doing tonight? So, I mean, scratch a disc, skip it, whatever it's called. Just being a DJ.
Skipping disc.
I didn't say scratch it, but skipping came out. Whatever. Well, I want to go to Coney Island.
Alright. Let's go to Coney Island.
I don't know what Coney Island is, but it is kind
it's
of
in
cool.
It's in, I think it's Jersey. It's like Atlantic City, New Jersey area. Mm-hmm. It's garbage. I think it was made famous in the movie The Warriors.
I thought Vacation was the one where they, like, that was the point of the vacation is going to.
They basically came to California. Wally World was in California. Wally World.
Wally World, that's where they're going. Not Coney Island, my bad.
You're not
going.
Yeah, Coney Island is Jersey.
Mm. All right. Well, Amber Heard is filing a domestic violence restraining order. Stop the child. Against Johnny Depp after taking a picture of her right eye having a black eye, being black and blue. Wait, this is right eye. And,
yeah, I see it right there.
Oh. Maybe she's like.
Maybe she's punching herself.
She's doing Gone Girl.
Yeah.
But
who knows?
But
what was
no.
she in that was that
Magic
I would know?
Magic Mike XXL. Whenever we watched, I pointed at her and go, that's Johnny Depp's wife.
What else is she in?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was the Magic Mike XXL, sorry. But, so yeah, so she's, I mean, Depp's people are saying it's all fake and fabrications and lies, and that's not true.
Because it is. She's a faker.
Babe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You can't. See, that's the thing, is like, I don't know. I hate being, like, the one woman that's like, that's not true. I'm not saying it's not true. So I'm not agreeing with you.
All right. I'm sorry.
But it does make sense on why she's filing for divorce in the first place. Because she was the one that filed it. We'll see. Lionsgate is talking with different parties about bringing back Nashville for season 5.
What?
Because of the worst cliffhanger ever. You like can't do that. You just can't do that. So they, of course, you know, want to keep doing the show, but they want to bring back season 5 and let the story be told. And the cast members are all like, hell yeah, let's do it. Because they have like a long-term deal with Lionsgate anyway. So if they're, you know, I can see, even though people are like, oh, well, Julie, or the Hayden Panettiere, she's back in rehab. Well, can it kind of be easy to kill her off? And you, like, open up the thing with a funeral. Duh.
Yeah.
So. And then you do, like, this whole, like, it was a fake. It was not her plane. It was another plane. So who did we bury? That's so soap opera. Sorry, guys. All right, but I'm all for season 5 being back. Hi, well, I still do that. I have sports news. The Warriors won, beat Thunder in game 5, 120-111, making the series now 3-2. So they're still in it.
I wonder if they could pull it off.
They're back home at Oracle Arena.
You know, I wonder
tomorrow what's going to happen.
I wonder if they could pull it off.
Tomorrow's game 6. Tonight is the Cavs game. I believe. I think they'll play Friday.
Yeah. Basketball. Yeah. I definitely think
it's one of those sports that's on every single day.
Yes, well, baseballs.
And soccer. And hockey.
Soccer and hockey.
Well, I think hockey is on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But baseball and basketball are on like every single day. Speaking of hockey, Pittsburgh Penguins will be joining the San Jose Sharks in the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one starts Monday. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in Game 7. Congratulations, Penguins. So it's the Sharks and the Penguins for the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Like the most random team. Oh, Pittsburgh.
Well,
they actually
won. Say the
Take that back. I take that back. Sorry, Penguins. Because I know people like the Penguins.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people like the Sharks, but the Penguins are, you know, like the Blackhawks are like the Kings, but, where they're like in that same.
Yeah, well, at one point, remember, they had, and I know you'll remember because you're a big hockey mark, and I think he played when you were a child going to hockey. Mario Lemieux. He was the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
He was the guy. He was the Gretzky. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if there's necessarily a Gretzky guy now or a Mario Lemieux, but Mario Lemieux was the Gretzky after Gretzky.
Well, Patrick Kane, who was with the Blackhawks, he's like 24, 25 years old. They always talk about him being on that same caliber because he's been such an impact with the Blackhawks, and you know they won so many times.
Yeah. You know, you just don't hear that same level of.
No.
I mean, Gretzky was like he really was like a Jordan of hockey. Like, he did stuff in hockey that you were like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a hockey fan, but I just remember Gretzky
being.
Yeah.
I mean, Gretzky was that guy that, you know, people always referenced in movies, people always referenced in TV shows, people always talked about. He was like this, you know. Like, how when you watch movies now, people talk about Michael Jordan or Peyton Manning or whoever, Tom Brady or whoever.
Yeah.
That's how he was. All right. So, Chris Berman, rumor has it, is retiring from ESPN. Now, his agent says it's not true. But insiders and all these sources are saying that he is retiring after this coming up season. So, at the end of the 2016-17 season, he will be done. He joined the ESPN network 1979, right after they started. So he's been with us for 37 years. We'll see.
I wonder why. He's not an old dude.
Well, that's the thing. The agent is saying it's not true because he loves his job too much and he's like too young to, you know, just leave. So
unless
it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, unless this is just a maneuver for him to get a job somewhere else.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's the whole thing. It's like everyone, you know, even I say he's not gonna retire.
He's a young guy.
To go sit in a.
I just don't see it. I don't see it. He's a young. He's young. I'm somewhat young. He's older than me. But someone retires. When
not
they're
like
in
a
their
tennis guy that like retired at like 80 years old.
Yeah, you retire when you're, you know,
he's like 60.
When you're in your late 70s, when you're like my dad's age, is 78, no. And you're somebody that does sport. Yeah, hell, Vince Scully. I mean, these guys do it. What's his name? Harry Carey, Harry Carey over here from baseball. I mean, Berman's young. I mean, he's just a young guy. It's just.
I always get surprised when coaches retire early. Like Tony Dungy, I felt like retired way too early. The Pittsburgh coach, Crowler, he retired too early.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you guys retire so young?
So
like,
did
you just get bored?
Gruden.
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, he still does his announcing, but he retired coaching. Like, yep, Gruden.
Come on, guys. That's like if Pete Carroll.
Jimmy
was like
Johnson. All those guys.
Retired.
I think he retired health reasons because remember he had a heart attack and. But same thing. He retired early. Yeah.
He gave him a heart attack yelling at the Bears for all those years.
Well, he went to the Saints. After the Bears,
he went
to the Saints.
I forgot.
He went to the Saints and traded. He gave up, like, the farm to get Ricky Williams. And it was like a big fart.
All right, so Rafael Nadal, who's a tennis player.
Yeah, I know him. He's my buddy.
He will not be joining the French Open for trying to get his 15th Grand Slam title.
Yeah.
Because he fractured his wrist. He had a tendon mess up in it.
Hope he's better.
So, yeah. So, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I will not be joining either.
I hope he's better.
All right, and final story. Rob Ryan says that being with the Saints was a waste of time.
Oh, geez.
Considering that whenever they brought him on, they had the 9th place defense.
Yeah.
He brought him up to the 4th place defense, and then they got rid of everybody, and he goes, really?
Yeah.
I do all this for you guys just so you can get rid of them? Well, screw you. And he says, there's so many other teams that want me, but who's better than going with my
in Buffalo,
where it's cold.
Buffalo's gonna be good this year. You watch. They're gonna be really good. They're gonna be really good. I can feel Buffalo getting back to the Marv Levy era. Okay. I could feel. I'm serious. I could feel that. I could feel the Marv Levy, Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith era. I feel it. They need a quarterback though.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor is balls. They need a quarterback.
Yeah. All right. My name's Katie. This is Rob.
Are you Katie?
This is Rob the Kid.
Are you Katie Z?
I am Kat Lee.
All right. Well, very excited.
I'm the bee's knees.
Very excited about.
Are we off Monday? Are you working Monday?
I'm working Monday.
Monday's a holiday. So while we're working, you guys enjoy your great weekend, which you'll be off. But us, Mr. Workaholic over here, says that we're working. So you get to see us. See, if we get more airtime for your pleasure. You must have said something that upset a liberal.
Why?
For someone to be like, why do you have airtime?
I you know what? I'm glad you said. I guess I'm dumb. Byron
says it wasn't about you.
Said it wasn't about me. It was about Stuart Stevens.
Who's that?
The guy that I made the comment about.
I don't know who that is.
I'll show you. Let me just show you.
I don't know anybody. I know Ari right over there. Not Ari Gold, but the Ari from the news station, Ari.
See? So I said, that's that guy. The Trump basher.
Oh.
So I said, Stuart Stevens is such a man-child. He's on Megyn Kelly crying. His guy, Romney, lost twice. So jealous of Trump. And then, amazing they give people like him airtime.
You're evil.
I thought he was talking about me.
He was...
I'm not a...
Very disappointed this morning about like the whole internet mishap. That he's taking his frustration out people that weren't even talking about him.
I know.
He doesn't read properly. We weren't talking about you.
I know. I'm sorry, Island Girl. And I thought it was weird because Island Girl has a bunch of pro-Trump stuff. And I'm like, why is she taking a dump on me?
That's why you need to click on the comments so you can read what they're at. Actually commenting on.
It's Island Girl. Look.
He's on his period.
I'm sorry, Island Girl.
So are my boys. All my boys are on their period.
I want Island Girl to forgive me.
Hey, stop trying to hush your brother. That's not cool. Stop it. Get away. Get away. Get away now. All right. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Sign off.
Where's my remote?
What?